Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a weekly podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves. My name is Darren Fode, and today we are podcasting live from the Tattered Cover Bookstore, one of the premier independent bookstores in the nation, with three locations in the Metro Denver area. Tonight's author on tour is Terry Pratchett, who reads from and discusses his new book, Making Money, published by William Morrow. In the weeks to come, we have Whitley Strieber and many more. You can visit www.authorsontourlive.com for a complete list of upcoming podcasts. Wait a minute, it's time to begin.
The one, the only, and I have just learned today about to be number 4 on the New York Times bestseller list. Would you please join me in welcoming Mr. Terry Pratchett back to the Tattered Cover officially?
Thank you very much for that. I always get embarrassed around about this point because I spend most of my time with myself. And I'm a really uninteresting character. As some of you know, I worked for a period of time in association, at least, with the nuclear industry. And after 8 years with the nuclear industry, you like a quiet life where no one shouts. Actually, where no one screams would be even better. I'm also very pleased to announce that at long, long last, it looks as if there's going to be a Discworld convention held in these here United States. In Arizona, I think. And my charming companion will give you all flyers later on. And the guys who are doing it know how to organize conventions, and it looks as if it's going to happen. And I will, of course, if I am spared, be there. And possibly spend the whole damn weekend signing my arm off. I don't know. I don't know why I do it. Even as we speak, the mended drum, unless it's the broken drum, sorry. Let me explain. Currently they're shooting a film of The Colour of Magic and Light Fantastic at Pinewood Studios. It will probably be distributed over here on account of this time we put an American in it. That was the problem with Hogfather. How many of you got Hogfather? Don't worry, I won't sue you. Is it a bit fuzzy? A little bit sort of hyper-copied or anything like that? Fans, eh? Like them or hate them, you can't take them behind the barn and hit them with a shovel. Actually, I think the Ion Channel is putting it out on the 25th of November. I did hear this the other day. And so at least you'll get a cleaner copy than you've got at the moment. And I imagine that means it will then go to DVD here in the States. That was a lot of fun. And it made Sky quite a lot of money. And it got huge viewing figures over Christmas. It was more or less straight on to The Colour of Magic and Light Fantastic. And they said to me, how can we compress these into one sort of 3 or 4 hour segment? And I said, well, in fact, the important thing is The Colour of Magic has no discernible plot whatsoever. whereas Light Fantastic has. So all we do is squeeze them together and bits come out, but it will all work. Sean Astin is Two Flower. And I didn't think he could make a good Two Flower. And then this is something I'm learning. I met Michelle Doherty, who played Susan in Hogfather, without her clothes on, as it were. You know, just as it were, in her street clothes, not being Susan. And when she's Susan, she's a different person. Actors act. And Sean is milking it for all the humour there is, and it's a lot of fun. And Christopher Lee will be playing the voice of Death. It was inevitable, sooner or later. Ian Richardson was absolutely magnificent as the voice of Death, but so good at it, clearly, that Death, in fact, claimed him not long ago. What else can I... Oh, I can't tell you who the patrician is. And it's so agonizing I'm not allowed to, because he's so good. He's so good. He's so good. When I knew it was going to be him, I wrote in an extra line, or several extra lines of dialogue. And then I was talking to Pam Petler, who's the scriptwriter for The We Three Men. I actually just quoted the dialogue to her. And it's no catchphrase or anything like that. And she said, ah, the English actor who would best say that is, and she named the man. I thought, oh, God, don't tell anybody. Just because he doesn't want at the moment anyone to know. But it's absolutely just wonderful. I just saw Rincewind and Twoflower leaving Death's house. I saw the what you might call the rushes of that before I came here. And it's great because you've seen them running across the lawns of this lovely Tudor mansion. And then around the corner, at full gallop from the back of the house, comes Death on Binky. Big horse, big figure, moving very fast. And it really is incredibly good. There was a lot to like about Hogfather. There was a lot to regret, mostly that they tried to make a $20 million movie on a $5 million budget. Actually, it was pounds, but still. Well, of course, no, hang on. I think just a minute, but £1, $1 equals tuppence. don't think I'm happy about that. I've got a dollar account as well. They did a marvelous job with the money they got. It doesn't look like a £5 million movie. There's all kinds of anecdotes of those, which I probably haven't got enough time to tell you about here. There are plans to go further. I did meet with Sam Raimi also earlier this week. I hope The Weeping Man's going to happen. We've got a script that everyone quite likes, but stuff needs to be done. And with all respect to him and Sony, who've bought it, and Pam, who's done a very good script, I think, what I like about television is that you get more time. You can get 4 hours on TV like we got for Hogfather. Admittedly, you bring in the ads and it's not 4 hours, but you can get the texture, you can get the character. You know, 1 hour, or, you know, 120 minutes seems awfully short to get something like The We Three Men into. So anyway, we live in hope. I had a great deal of fun writing Making Money. A little voice in my head is now planning raising taxes. But the book I'm working on at the moment is a non-Discworld children's book called Nation. It's about loss, death, cynicism, loss of faith, kids stuff. You know, but and it is a children's book, and you can get that stuff in. All I will say is the two main characters are a high-born Victorian girl, aged about 12 or 13, shipwrecked on an island where the only other survivor of the catastrophe that shipwrecked her is a brown-skinned young man of approximately the same age who doesn't wear any clothes. And in the ensuing weeks, as other characters turn up, they have to, as it were, come to terms with issues. I think that's the American term. And lots of exciting things happen, and it's a lot of fun. And after that, another adult Discworld book, don't know what it's going to be about, but they always turn up. Then I Shall Wear Midnight, which will be the fourth Tiffany Aching book. And then I think she has to be promoted to the adult section, since she will be old enough. That's it for now, but, you know, I might have some more next week. It's not been a good few years. The way lifespans go these days, just as you're beginning to look your own mortality in the face, you have to deal with the fact that your parents are looking at it somewhat more clearly. And what was kind of interesting, people come to me and say, your books really helped me. And that happens quite a lot. Well, they really helped me too, because Dad got cancer and died about as easily as you can with cancer, which isn't that good. And Mum had had a stroke because of bungled up some time ago, so she can't speak very well, and she wants to be independent, but she lived 4.5 hours away, and all the problems you get at these things. And the writing kept going. The writing just kept going. It's weird. I felt I was shackled to some great big stainless steel engine that just went on with towing me, you know, through the stuff. It slowed down a little bit because I had an MRI scan recently, and you know, as you get older, the alphabet is not your friend. You know, is it going to be the big C, the big A, the big Q? No one wants the big Q. Because I don't know what it is. So the doctor looked at the scan and said, "Oh, that's all right. Oh, but have you experienced any loss of memory?" I said, "Not that I can recall." And apparently I've lost a few bunches of brain cells. It hasn't really seemed to have had much effect on me. I mean, so much life seemed to be so kind of weird over the last few years that missing a bit of my brain would seem to be the least of my worries. But we found two things. One is I can no longer remember how to tie a necktie. Like it matters. Just let the beard grow longer. But that's not the only thing we can actually put our finger on as having happened. So I was thinking, oh, well, maybe I've got off quite lightly. It was probably fallout from the heart op, and these things happen. But I have to face the fact that I may only live for another 50-100 years. I'm determined never actually to write the last Discworld book, but clearly there will come a time when my wife or my PA come up because of the noise and find that my computer is busy typing the letter R over and over again because my head is, in fact, on the keyboard, which on the whole would be a nice way to go. Although, let's be clear, people always say it's what he would have wanted. And frankly, it always seems to me that what he would have wanted was not to be dead. And that really is that's really the news. I'm going off to DC tomorrow, and I have breakfast in the White House. But I think they make me give out, you know, pour out the cornflakes, that sort of thing. Mind you, with a lot of other authors, it's all and it's been a lot of fun, and possibly I've just lost another brain cell. Signing tours are quite weird things. Cheerio, ladies.
That's all for tonight's Author on Tour. I'm Darren Fote, and we have been podcasting live from the Tattered Cover Bookstore in Denver, Colorado. Stay pod-tuned in the coming weeks for Whitley Strieber and many more as we podcast Authors on Tour. This podcast was originally recorded on September 27th, 2007.